This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. We're in hour two. It's February 26, 2022, the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. I'm here with my co-host, Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. We are a team. We've been doing this for almost 5 years now. Oh, it's 5 years. 5 years. Denise says it is 5 years.
Yeah, I'm the official scorekeeper and also timekeeper.
She's a historian.
5 years we've been doing this, and I think we know what we're doing. We're pretty good at this. Today's going to be a great show. We've already started off with some great topics. If you want to see what we've talked about in the past, or if this is being pre-recorded, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the prior shows or podcasts, and you can listen to whatever podcast you want, whatever show. And the best part about it, if you want to, like, say, for example, you want to know about Maxwell case, you just type in Maxwell in the search bar, and it'll take you to the shows, not only the show, but the hour we talked about Maxwell case. And so that's what's cool about our website. Go to that. Today's going to be the push our Instagram day, because Radio Law Talk has an Instagram. I think we're close to 3,000 followers or something. That doesn't sound like a lot, but hey, we love and appreciate the people that are there. So get us over 3,000. Again, it's Radio Law Talk. Just type in an Instagram, Radio Law Talk. We also have a Facebook page, but we usually use our Instagram more than anything, because we're on Twitter, we're on TikTok, we're everywhere. But our Instagram, and my Instagram is at Frederick Penny One, FrederickPenney1, and the number one. Todd, yours is at?
At Todd Cunin, TODDKUHNEN.
And that's what you can do to follow us if you want to. Today, we're going to talk about the Maxwell juror and whether or not there's juror misconduct. We're going to talk about the U.S. women's soccer team, the lawsuit there, an Amazon lawsuit that's going on, which I have close ties with because we've sued Lyft in a case before, which is kind of the same premises that they try to argue. Amazon will try to argue, no, it's not us. It's their independent contractors, et cetera, et cetera. Air Force cadets are suing for religious exemption issues over the mandate and whether or not they have to get a shot. Kendall Jenner is being sued by another tequila company. And actually, it's not her. It's her company is being sued. We're going to talk about that. And we're here for one thing and one thing only, and that's case or no case. But before we do that, Cal.
Yes.
We have BRN Network. Thank you for joining us. So the latest affiliate out of New York. They are apparently a fairly large size affiliate that carries a lot of listeners out of New York. BRN Networks. We thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Appreciate all that you do. And hope this show is fun for you. Remember, yeah. Here's the most important thing, though. Not the most. There's multiple important things. We're not giving you legal advice. Don't use this as I'm going to go to court. I'm going to argue whatever Radio Law Talk says. We're talking about general topics of law. Look at our disclaimers at the bottom of our website. You know, look, if you're tired, you want to sleep late at night, and no pills are working or anything, just read our disclaimers, you'll be out. Do not have someone read them to you while you're driving, though. That's very dangerous because you'll fall asleep. So do that, and you'll understand our disclaimers. Cal, just go ahead and roll the case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah! Seemed like I rambled, didn't I? I kind of rambled that time, didn't I, Cal?
But it was a good ramble. It was right solid. On the rambling road, it was right down the middle lane. It was perfect.
By okay. A rambling man.
Exactly. And speaking of ramblers, rambling man. Yeah, okay. Remember the Rambler vehicle? The
old
Rambler American? Well, this is not about Ramblers. This is about Maserati. Federico Levante is part of the Levante family, owners of a luxury car dealership in one of the wealthiest counties in the country, Marin County, California, in the San Francisco area. One Sunday afternoon, Federico was driving his new Maserati Moderno demo car down the 80 freeway in the East Bay, had to meet some friends. So he passed over the Highway 13 overpass. He caught a glimpse of a highway patrol car overhead, keeping an eye on traffic. The next thing Mr. Levante knew, there were red and blue lights in the rear view mirror, and he went, "Oh, mamma mia, 85 and a 65, another speeding ticket. Darn it," he said. This was his third ticket in a year, and he knew he'd have to fight to avoid a license suspension. So he gathered as much information as he could, and as he did, he searched the Internet for the California Vehicle Code. One highlighted headline said this: "Speed traps are illegal in California." Now, Levante had considered fighting this latest ticket by himself, but this time he went to the family lawyer and said, "Hey, what about this? Clearly, I was caught in a speed trap, and so, Signorino attorney, I ask you, case or no case?" And I think, Fred, this is yours to go first.
Yes, thank you for doing this. I know that area very well, and, man, I just love cutting to the chase. This is absolutely not a case. It's a scenario Cal was thinking of, and Federico is me. He used my name. It's not Fred, but Federico from Italy. He put it in Italy. I'm going to do the backdrop of this. Cal has not got a speeding ticket for that, but he was thinking about speed traps one day because he was in his hometown and saw a cop sitting there waiting. And he said, "You know, I'm going to make something up and call the guy Federico and put him down in the Bay Area." And I say it is not a case.
Well, let's make one thing very clear. I've never gotten a speeding ticket in a Maserati. I mean, that much is sure. Okay, Todd, what do you think about Mr. Levante?
Well, I think we're playing fast and loose with the term speed trap. A speed trap, if you have a CHP officer or a highway patrol officer, and they've got you on a radar gun or the aerial plane is checking your speed, those aren't speed traps. A speed trap, I believe, is one in which they measure the distance between two fixed points, and if you make it from point A to point B faster than a certain amount, then they know that you had to have been speeding to go between those two. It doesn't involve a highway patrol officer doing a bumper pace where they're following you and pacing your speed, or if they have you on radar, those are legal. Now, speed traps are illegal in the state of California.
Yep.
So I'm going to disagree with Fred. I'm going to say that this is a case, but because he didn't understand what a speed trap was, he was ultimately found guilty of it because it was not a speed trap that the officer employed to pull him over.
Okay, fair enough. Denise Dirks, what say you about Ms. Signorino Levante?
I believe that Todd is wrong.
Shocker.
I believe that a speed trap is in any way of measuring from point A to point B. That part's correct. But it's a speed trap unless you can show that there's been an engineering survey of the road and you can then calibrate the gun, the radar gun, and all those kind of things. So if they don't have the survey maps and they don't have the proper underlying evidence in order to show that the accuracy of the radar gun is going to be right, then it's a speed trap in California. And what I think is that even though he's wrong on that, he's probably right on the rest of it. So I don't think it's a case. So I'm going to disagree with Todd. I'm not going to say that it's a case and he loses. I'm going to say that it's a scenario, but it's not a case.
Okay, that's fair enough. And I can give you an answer now in the minute we have remaining, or I can stretch it out.
Let's go to the next, because I want to look up speed trap so that we give the correct laws to what a speed trap is or isn't.
Well, it depends what state you're in, too, right?
This is California, so okay. It was, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this case or no case and speed traps. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in, 855-529-7234. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned, and no matter where you're listening, we thank you for turning us on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we're in the middle of Radio Law Talk. This, for those of you just joining us, Radio Law Talk is the game that we play at the top of every hour. Case or no case, is what we do at the top of every hour, where Cal gambles the viability of his eternal soul on whether or not he can effectively dupe us by coming up with a story that he has made up out of whole cloth.
Well, what do lawyers do in court? Like, no, my client didn't squeeze the trigger, Your Honor.
See, at the judgment bar of the Almighty, I get to rely on the, quote, conventional puffery exception.
Okay, fine.
I'm pretty certain one of the tens is, thou shalt not lie, and there's an asterisk, so in the back it says, conventional puffery doesn't count.
Not a lie. Okay.
Yes. That's my story, and I'm sticking by it. But so here's the deal, Cal. If I'm saving this correctly, guy gets a ticket,
yep.
But he thinks, hey, I got caught in a speed trap, and cops can't do that in California. It's illegal. And so does he fight it and win? Is this a case or no case? Now, I said it was a case. And that, sure enough, speed traps are illegal. And we're going to tell a little interesting thing that didn't.
I was going to try to block the door closed. I didn't do it. It's my fault. Go ahead.
I said it was a case, but the driver of the car lost. Denise, you said.
I said that it was no case.
No case.
Then I gave a detailed description of a speed trap.
She could have just said no case, but we still took 5 minutes to get the reason. And then, Fred, you said...
I said no case.
No case. All right. So, Cal, what's going on?
Well, wait a second here.
Well, I was going to say that afterwards, but...
No, let's do it before. I don't want to know, Cal.
So the question here is, what's a speed trap, and is it illegal in California?
Was Todd right, or was Denise right?
And the answer is... We're both right.
That's right.
Because we looked up really quickly under California Vehicle Code Section 40802. It says a speed trap is defined as either of the following. And subdivision 1 was my definition, two fixed points, and you measure the distance, and a car goes between those two points at a certain speed or above a certain below a certain time. It means they were speeding. And Denise's was?
That you had to have an engineering survey allows for the radar gun to be calibrated properly and that it would give accurate measurements. Unless you do that, it's a speed trap.
And under California Vehicle Code Section 40801, no peace officer shall employ a speed trap for the purpose of issuing a ticket for speeding.
Well, I will give you the layman's definition, which is an officer in a hidden area. There's a speed sign here and a speed sign there, and the driver does not have adequate time to slow down and respond to the second speed sign. So the officer does the stopwatch. He goes, oh, obviously going too fast. That's going to cost you. Right? I mean, that's kind of a speed trap. So the question is, was this a case or no case? First off, there is a Levante Maserati dealership in Marin County. I wanted you to know that.
Yes.
But when he stepped in there, Mr. Levante's lawyer laughed him out of the office. He said, come on, man, what are you thinking? Observing traffic from a covert location is not a speed trap. It is called normal enforcement activity. So I don't know the people who run the Levante. I also know that I think Levante is a brand, is a model of a Maserati car. Anyway...
No case?
No.
No case. And I said a scenario. So
we both get two, right?
Yes, we do.
Interesting story about police officers' use of radar. So when an officer on the highway is using radar, what they do is it's a two-step process. The radar will tell them that a vehicle or something is traveling at a certain speed, and then they have to look out and see which one is going fast enough. The radar doesn't come up and say, oh, by the way, it's the Nissan with license plate number, and that's how they pick out cars that are speeding in traffic. I have a friend of mine who drives a Maserati. And he was coming down Interstate 80, traveling downhill where people commonly speed and cops commonly catch people.
Yeah, hang out there watching, yeah.
But his Maserati had a feature that recorded his speed up to the last hour.
Oh.
And so when he got pulled over, the officer said, I got you doing 85. And he said, are you sure it was me? He goes, yes, I'm positive it was you. He says, because, and then he brings up, has the officers looking, he brings up the recorded speed for the last half hour, and at no time was he above the speed limit. Officer let him go.
But he did drive a sexy car, and that's a reason to get pulled over.
It is. It is.
Just in case you're wondering.
It's a small price to pay if other perks come with driving the cool car.
Exactly. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Next, case or no case.
Next hour, a reporter and a guy who wanted to get elected but didn't because of, he said, a reporter's error. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Thanks, Cal. That was a good one. I like that one. This one, we're going to talk about, early on in our hour number one, we talked about the the juror misconduct possibility in the Scott Peterson trial. Now we're going to talk about the Maxwell trial. That's the one where the juror supposedly went on TV after. The difference in the Scott Peterson trial is it wasn't as well publicized, but she did go on and write a book, didn't she?
She did.
With the other jurors about the Scott Peterson trial that we talked about in hour one. So I don't want to get into that. If you want to go back to our Radio Law Talk, listen to hour number one, we discuss it. But in the Maxwell trial, we have another juror that had not revealed basically that they had allegedly been sexually assaulted early on in life, and they didn't mention that, right? And so now the question is there, does Maxwell get a new trial? Denise, you're
we actually don't know whether or not he did or didn't mention it. One of the things that happened that made us all kind of think that this is a major problem is that juror came out to the press and said, you know, the other jurors did not understand how a victim could forget about the different things that happened to them in the past. And I had to explain to them what it was like to be a victim and how that could impact your memory. And then they all got on board. And now we have a verdict that, for all of us victims, right? So something to that effect.
Right.
That was a paraphrase. So that really set off a lot of problems. So now, one thing we all thought was there has to be an investigation happen. So now we're at the investigation.
So we're going to talk about this when we come back, more about Maxwell. Is there juror misconduct, and does she get a new trial? We'll be back.
As Fred said, there is more Radio Law Talk coming right up after we break away, so stay tuned.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
We sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick car.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, that's down. Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're back talking about the Maxwell potential juror misconduct in that case. We mentioned that this individual didn't basically fill out some facts that should have probably been told to the prosecutor, the judge, and the defense counsel in Maxwell's trial. Now, is this one also, this one I'm trying to think, I read it, but I spaced it. Is this person testifying also, or no? Or are they just trying to figure out?
No, I think that they've had
looking at it.
The judge has already made some findings. The judge has said, you know, the problem here is not that we had a person that had a sexual assault or was a sexual abuse victim on the jury. That's not the problem. The problem is whether or not the juror answered the questions about being a victim honestly, so that any bias could be sought.
And so the status of the investigation is kind of this, all right? So on Thursday of last week, the court unsealed and provided to both sides the questionnaires and the answers to those questionnaires. Now, up until this point, this juror, Scotty David, said, you know, I just blew through it. But if I'd been asked any questions, I would have been honest, but I blew through it, indicating he didn't remember what his answer was. The unsealing as of Thursday night showed that he answered no on the question about whether or not he'd been a previous victim of sexual abuse. Or sexual, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, or sexual assault. And he answered no to those questions. So the court made a ruling on Friday, and the court ordered that this individual has to appear for an evidentiary hearing. And that's based upon what was revealed. And so he's got to answer those questions about, you know, why did you put what you put on the jury questionnaire? And so that is the status right now of the investigation with him. He's got to answer. Now, he's been ordered to appear. And if it plays out the same way the Scott Peterson one played out, the next thing you would expect is that the person would plead the fifth and say, I'm not going to testify or provide any statement because it could incriminate him. Because, as you pointed out, Denise, these questionnaires are all under the penalty of perjury. And so then the next phase, if we put on our, well, what could happen next hat, is there some sort of immunity agreement to allow him to come in and testify as to what he said, what he meant, what he did or didn't do? But right now, he's just been ordered to appear for a hearing.
Excuse me. So here's the interesting thing to me. The interesting thing is he quote, this is a quote from him. By the way, that's not his first name's not used. That's his middle and last name, right? The answer, he said the following. I quote, flew through the initial questionnaire. So in other words, he went, just blew through it really fast. And so and he talks about he would have answered honestly about it, his own history of it, had they asked me during voir dire follow through. Now here's the issue. With that, he's trying to get out of it. And this is why I say this. Why would they ask you in voir dire about that if you already checked, no, I've never had an issue? I could see the other counsel and the judge saying, counsel, he said no. What are you, cross-examining? Are you sure you said no? You sure you haven't been? The counsel's not going to ask that. Neither counsel are.
Especially on that kind of a question.
The question is so direct.
And it's personal.
In my own experience, they asked if I ever had an experience with a DUI. And I answered no, because I hadn't. And I personalized that. But then when they went further and asked me questions that attorneys did, I remembered that I had represented somebody to get the DUI expunged. And so I didn't write it down on the questionnaire, that, because I didn't connect it to me personally. But then when I was asked follow-up questions, even though I'd answered no, I was asked follow-up questions, and I had to disclose that, and I realized I forgot to disclose this. And that's what happened. I mean, I can see it happening, but not when you're asked if you've ever been a victim of sexual abuse. I mean, there is no way that you can say no.
Right.
You know, unless he's going to argue that he said no because he didn't remember it until he got in the jury room.
Well, then you should. I'd like to talk to the judge and tell the judge. Right?
Absolutely. Now, yes. Now, look, I want to point out here that there are two very separate and distinct issues that have to be addressed in this particular case. One is what he said in the jury questionnaire, or what he didn't say, as the case may be, which box he did or didn't check. And then the next question is that needs to be addressed is to what effect did his conduct in the jury room during deliberations have on the ultimate verdict that was reached by the jury? Because let's say, for the sake of arguments, that he had said yes on the jury questionnaire and that he was asked questions and he was allowed to remain on the jury. Let's just say hypothetically that had happened. Could, under those circumstances, could he then go into the jury room and, when certain jurors are having questions, as he has stated, are concerned about a count because of the memory of witnesses who testified, could he, under those circumstances, then start to relay his own personal experiences to educate the jury as to why somebody might not remember things, to help them overcome their concerns and then ultimately render a verdict of guilty?
No.
The answer is no, you can't do that. That you can't, as a juror, you cannot consider any evidence if it was not presented at the trial. And this guy's personal experiences were not presented at trial.
And they were done to influence the jurors.
That's what he was taking credit for.
Yes, and that is exactly, in my opinion, that is juror misconduct, period. And the judge was very clear here to say that they're not going to investigate the other jurors. So I believe that there's going to be a presumption if that happened in the juror room and he did what he said he did, the other jurors don't even need to be investigated, because that potential bias and consideration of evidence that was not presented at trial is per se a prejudicial to the defendant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so this is what, you know, we talked about. It was during our first hour. And Fred had asked me a question when we were talking with the Fireside crowd, asked me a question about juries and the criminal justice system, and I conveyed this. I said, look, I have I hear this a lot. There are a lot of people that say, oh, the criminal justice system in the United States is broken. It's wrong. It needs to be fixed. It's terrible. And I'll be the first to admit that there are some challenges that we have. But my first comeback is, give me the name of a country that has a better one. Give me the name of a country that has a better criminal justice system than ours, taking into consideration all the warts and flaws and everything that our system has. I can't think of one, all right? And then the second thing that I say is, if I do lend credence to things need to maybe be addressed in our criminal justice system, what's the weak link in this? And I would have to say, in my opinion, just my opinion, it's juries. I think people are entitled to juries, and I agree with that. You know, the Constitution says jury trial.
Jury by your peers.
Jury by your peers. But the problem that we run into is, first off, a jury in a criminal trial is using a standard that we don't use too often when we make normal decisions in our life. Oftentimes, if there's an argument between two people, what do? I don't know. Who do I believe more? That's what I'm going to go with. I'm very rarely called upon to make a decision where I can only act if I believe beyond a reasonable doubt that that's the correct thing to do. And then you have other questions about specific rules that you can and can't talk about. And all of these things, the jury hears the rules, and it's kind of a thick list. And within 5 minutes, they're in a jury room trying to make a decision based upon those rules they just learned. And if you're not familiar with it, that's where things like this creep in.
Yeah.
And it affects stuff. And that's
what's interesting, too. And these are our Western allies, guys. In UK, you go into a criminal justice court, and the defendant is behind bars.
Yes.
In a little, you know, jail inside the courtroom. And you go into another criminal justice in Austria, for example. And in Austria, they're presumed to be guilty because the judge and the prosecutor work together to get the facts, and charges are not brought unless there is reason to bring the charges. So they're presumed to be guilty. And these are our allies. So what Todd says is very true. We have maybe an imperfect system, but it's one of the best system in the world.
That's exactly. When we come back, go ahead, Todd.
I just want to, Cal, can you save that little sound bite? What Todd said is true, and we can cue that up and play it anytime.
You can listen to it on RadioLawTalk.com anytime.
I think I need that.
I think we need the kitty bump. Oh, that's stupid.
All right, we're going to come back after they two lovebirds here get along during the break. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up here, and we thank you for listening to us. Don't go away. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been developed.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. This is no fun. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
All right, everybody. Look, we're going to talk about the U.S. women's soccer player, but I want to jump straight to Kendall Jenner case. And I'm going to do this for a reason. Now, I'm going to have Todd and Denise talk about it briefly, but I want you to go and look at the following. While you're listening to us, those of you listening, jump on the internet, and I want you, you can do a Google search or Yahoo or whatever you like, and I want you to type in the following. Tequila 818 or Tequila 512, T-E-Q-U-I-L-A, and then hit images. And you're going to see the two different tequilas. Kendall Jenner's tequila is Tequila 818, and its competitor based out of Texas is Tequila 512. And Tequila 512 is arguing that Kendall Jenner's Tequila 818, it's so confusing just the names, right? But it is so alike theirs that it confuses people. Now, the second thing is, apparently, when Kendall Jenner somehow, not her, but her, this company that she apparently owns part of, or all of, I don't know the percentage, the Tequila 818 did some sort of ad or something, accidentally the Tequila 512 picture was used. That's probably an ad agency that messed up or something. And the interesting thing about that is, that's when they're saying, well, either they got mixed up, or they actually used it, and therefore it shows evidence that there's issues here, because Tequila 512 has, you know, trademarks. Now, why am I saying this early? And Todd and Denise are going to talk about this, and we always have opinions about stuff like this and why stuff like this is coming up. And I'll tell you, I've showed a few people the difference between the two. So make sure you're looking at your website and you're looking at the difference between Tequila 818 and Tequila 512. So what happened is another sponsor of ours by the name of Radio Law Talk, right? Radio Law Talk.
Like what?
Iceberg Drive-In is a sponsor of Radio Law Talk. Iceberg Drive-In is a Ma and Pa, you know, fast food place out of the state of Utah. And what is happening right now in fast food? Do you guys know? There's shortages. They can't get stuff, right? Chicken is difficult, stuff like that. Well, I'm not going to talk about attorney-client privilege stuff and issues, but here's the deal. They got a phone call. The CEO of this small Ma and Pa, you know, 8, 10, 12, I think 15, maybe 20, I don't know, in facilities, and McDonald's was using their cups. McDonald's was filling sodas with Iceberg Drive-In cups and handing them out in the drive-thru and that sort of thing. And so what's going on, don't forget, is there's shortages of cups. And because of the issues going on in the United States, and they had apparently received Iceberg Drive-In's cup order, and they had apparently no cups or were out of cups, and they were using it. And what's the first thing that people think when that happens? Well, we're going to talk to McDonald's about this and do this or that. No, you go get a video of them handing your cups out. And sure enough, Iceberg Drive-In did a video of the CEO president pulling up to the drive-thru, ordering a drink and some food. And what happens? This McDonald's guy hands out an Iceberg Drive-In cup with his soda in it.
Publicity you can't buy.
And guess what? You go to Iceberg Drive. Wow. I'm gonna put it on Radio Law Talks Instagram, but you will see they did a parody on it on TikTok, on Instagram, and it is freaking hilarious. So sometimes publicity is the best part about it. Oh, what are you going to do? Go sue McDonald's? So what? What were the damages? Hey, I would use it as publicity, which is true. That's what happened.
Hey, McDonald's promoted my brand. That hurts.
Yeah, that hurts. Hey, McDonald's loves it so much, even they use our cups, right?
It's like Iceberg Drive-In could say, he's not heavy, he's my competitor, which would go over well in that market. But here's what's going on with Kendall Jenner, because, you know, listen, even youngest billionaires in the history of billionaires fall on hard times and need extra money. So she decided to get a little more play money, play cash, and she was going to start a tequila market.
Monopoly money?
Yes, yes. I'll just, you know what? Tequila is a market that I've never been in, but I've been interested in my less than 25 years on the planet. So I'm going to get into tequila. And so she starts out her brand and creates a brand, the Kendall Jenner brand of tequila, and it's Tequila 818, okay, which probably is in reference to the area code.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Where she's at. But, you know, there's another tequila out there called Tequila 512. And Tequila 512 has filed a lawsuit against Kendall Jenner's 818 tequila, alleging that Miss Jenner had the audacity, the gall. How dare she use a black font, which, by the way, the color black used in fonts is easily the most widely used color in any font,
yep.
And use that with a yellow background, which, by the way, yellow is probably the best background to use with a black font to make the font pop.
Yep.
But whatever, but and the lawsuit alleges that those two factors, along with the rectangle around the logo, will cause so much confusion and infringe on the registered trademark of 512, because we listen in today's day and age, we cannot assume that the average consumer of tequila will be able to recognize the difference between the numbers 818 and 512. That's just it. There, look.
Okay.
Look, the color of the background and the font will totally obscure the fact that they are two completely separate numbers.
Yeah, but you're missing a lot of detail.
For example,
of course I am.
Yeah.
208 tequila made out of potatoes from Idaho. Think about that.
And, and oh, furthermore, wait, no. after you've sampled a couple of shots of the beverage, you can't read numbers anyway.
They have additional items, and that's because it is called specifically Tequila Blanco, which means white tequila,
mm-hmm.
and it's 100% agave, which is a certain kind of cactus, if I'm not wrong, and there is a top. Over the top of the cork, the 512 says best in show on a black label. However, over the top of the cork on the 818, it says 100% agave azul in a yellow label. And so I think there could be some confusion. And I don't think that that's just the major point. The other point is when they were marketing, when Kendall was marketing the 818, they actually showed a picture of 512.
That
was probably a mistake.
Yes.
But it was a mistake.
It's the marketing company they hired,
wasn't it? Yeah, that probably Kendall can shift that debt or whatever, that liability, onto the marketing company. But it could result in whatever she got from that marketing event, her having to split some of the proceeds.
But, Fred, you smell a rat here. You smell a rat, and what is the rat you smell?
I don't necessarily. By the way, go to our Instagram at Radio Law Talk and look at the story. And I'm ready to post the fun iceberg drive-in at McDonald's snafu. But here's the deal: publicity is the best. Okay, Kendall Jenner's coming out with her 818, mm-hmm. right? And it's booming. I'm sure it's booming. I don't know, but Kendall Jenner pushes something, it goes. And I bet you they're going, doggone it, what is going on here? And I'm not saying they brought a frivolous lawsuit. They may have some issues, but doggone it, they don't look alike to me. And you know what? You might as well just say you accidentally used it. And you should have, talked to us before you use it in that picture. And they're going to say, oh, it was an accident. It was our social media company or our marketing company accidentally did it. And guess what? What's going to happen through this whole thing? Radio Law Talk with over 100 affiliates and just talked about it and just posted all about it. And guess what? I'm not a tequila drinker, but guess what? I bet you Tequila 5-1, is it 5-1-12?
Yeah, 5-1-2.
Is now known about, right?
You mean somebody may have been using possibly the legal system to boost awareness about
not
a product?
Not saying that. No, we're not saying that.
That's why I said may, not they did, it isn't so.
No.
It's not the case. We'll be back after this.
Hour number 3 of Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here, live at RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations, so stay tuned. You won't want to miss not even a second of the next hour. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.